So we're on Daf Samach Gimel in Bavli Metzia tonight. It's a little sugya. The Gemara is trying to figure out what the case is in the Mishnah. There's a case in the Mishnah which is ribbis d'oraisa, interest from the Torah. That's pretty straightforward. If I lend you money and I say yeah, I lend you $100, you got to pay me back $125. That's clearly ribbis from the Torah. Then the Mishnah has a case which is abak ribbis or ribbis d'rabbanan, and a case comes out from the case in the Mishnah. Reuven purchased chitim at one price at 25 sloim per kur from Shimon. Welcome. And then the price of chitim, the price of wheat went up. The price of wheat went up. Welcome. And then he says, I'd like my wheat and I want to sell them and get wine. So he says, look, I'll register your wheat as a debt of 30 sloim. Why don't you take the wine? And he doesn't have wine. That's a case of a ribbis on a drabanan level. So we'll see. So we're on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. I'll begin with two lines at the bottom on Samach Beis Amud Beis. So that's the pshat in the Mishnah, the way I just said it. Now the Gemara yesterday had a brisa, and Rabba gave that pshat, but the brisa that the Gemara quoted yesterday said that it didn't make a difference whether the person has the wine or doesn't have the wine. Either way, it would be ribbis d'rabbanan. But from the Mishnah, it sounds like there is a difference because the Mishnah is madgish, there's only if he doesn't have it. So let's see. So the Gemara says, two lines from the bottom on Samach Beis Amud Beis, Elam Rabba says, Ki shachivna kaboshi nafak labati, he says, when I die, like Mizrach, so Rabbi Oshia is going to come and greet me because explain a lot of Mishnah, based on him, in accordance with his ruling. He says, and our Mishnah as well. He's going to explain in accordance with Rabbi Oshia. He says the Tani Rabbi Oshia taught the following brisa. Now this case is a little different than the case in the Mishnah. Horatio no Shibach of Romana. Reuben was the Malta. He claimed that Shimon owed him a mana, which is 100 zuz. We're on Samach Gimel Aleph 63a, line 2. So he claimed that Shimon owed him 100 zuz. So Reuben, the Malva, goes to Shimon's threshing floor. Shimon's a farmer. Ba'amar, chitim. Give me my money because I want to buy some wheat. Ba'amar lo, and he Shimon says, chitim yeshli, I have wheat. Shanino tain lecha, I'd be willing to give you wheat. To satisfy the debt, say pas and alike Yashar Shalachav. Why don't you reformulate our relationship that I owe you the wheat based on today's price? So I'll pay you the wheat over the course of time, but we'll lock in the price as it is right now. Yizman chitim l'mkor. So then a point in time came, the price of the wheat went up, so he wants the wheat, and now we could sell and make a profit, that the love of Malva does. Amarlo, tain l'chitim. Give me my chitim because I want to take it and buy wine with it. Amar lo, yesh li yayin, shnino tein lecha. He says, look, I have wine also. I'm like a kind of an all-purpose station here. So he says, save us and like Yashar Shalach Shav. So he says, why don't you reformulate our financial relationship and we'll lock in the wine price as it is right now and you'll be no harm for it. He is on the island core and then the wine goes up and now it's time to sell the wine. But and he says, "I'm not even wine. I want to sell and get oil." Amarlo Shemini Yishev. Well, too, Shemini like charge less job to reformulate the debt as one that I owe you the oil. So Kulam in each one of these transactions in Yeshlo Mutar. If Shimon indeed has the product, then it's permissible. Ain lo asur. If he doesn't have it, it's prohibited. So it means like this that. Here, welcome. So here, the Gemara is talking about a situation where we're starting off with existing debt, but either way, so it's coming out like this: that in the Mishnah, Reuven, starts off with a financial transaction. He wants to buy something, and he locks in a price, and then when it comes to time to get it, so the person says, "Listen." He says, he says, he says, he says, Look, I'll give you like I'll give you on the book. I'll give you like a credit as if you had the wheat right now. In other words, he's,
30.
and he says, I'll get the wine for you. And he doesn't have the wine. So then, when he eventually gets the wine, that would be ribis. So he gets the wine, that would be ribis because he's giving you more than what he. In other words, the wine could have gone up in price as well. He's going to get back more than he initially had bargained for. So that's ribis on a drabanan level. And here also we've seen the brisa that in each one of these transactions, if the person, if the debtor has the goods,
Okay.
there's no problem. So if he doesn't have it, so then eventually he'll produce it. Maybe it'll be worth more when he produces it. That'll look like ribis on a drabanan level. Okay, so this brisa, so again, let me just go over again. Okay, so we said in the Mishnah we had ribis on a deraisa level, ribis on a drabanan level. Ribis on a deraisa level, I loan you $100, you give me 125 back. That's ribis on a deraisa level. So the case of ribis on a drabanan level, it was unclear from the Mishnah, but the pshat comes out that the case of the Mishnah is like a commercial transaction. Reuven purchased chitim at a certain price for 25 shlaim per kur from Shimon, and that was the existing price at that time. And then the price of chitim goes up. So he says, "Let me have my wheat that I purchased, at the 25 shlaim rate." He says, "And so now the chitim, now the same amount of chitim were 30 dinarim. So he gave him, he gave, he, in other words, he gave him 25 dinarim for wheat, but now the wheat's worth 30 dinarim." So the person says, "So he says, look, I'll give you like a book credit for 30, shlaim." Vis-a-vis your wheat, and I'll give you wine worth 30 shlaim, and he doesn't have the wine. So that's prohibited because even when he comes up with the wine may be worth more at that point in time. So it looks like ribis. In other words, he's got X number of dollars and he's got ribis. So what comes out from the brisa, from the Mishnah, it's only a problem if he doesn't have the goods. If he's got the goods, it's no problem. So we found a brisa that says the same thing, that the brisa's case was more where he owed him the money, but and then he's transferring each item to another item as long as he's got that item in stock. So it's then it's not prohibited. If he doesn't have this item in stock, then welcome. Then there would be ribis on a drabanan level, and then we would run into problems. Welcome. What's your name? Welcome, Eyal. Baruch haba. Okay, we're on Samach. Are you holding this down? You're holding the telescope. They went over the Gemara up until now a little bit. Okay. Okay. So, have you been doing Hazahab or not?
No, I just
Oh,
came because there's a Marvin 9, right?
right, that's correct. Oh, well, it's nice to have you, whatever brings you, Eliyahu. It's a little, this is the difficult Gemara. It's a little hard to follow, but I went over a little bit before, but let me go on and we'll take it as we can, okay? So, I went over it like twice already, okay? So, but we're on some of the Gemara, but the basic idea is we're talking about Ribis Daraisa and Ribis Darabanan. So, Ribis Daraisa is very straightforward. I lend you $100, you give me 125 back. That's Ribis Daraisa. So the ribis derabanan is, we said, let's say I give you the case of the Mishnah, I give you 25 shlaim for wheat, I give you $25 for wheat, and I lock in the price of the wheat, then the price of the wheat goes up. And so I said, give me the wheat. Now, it's still no problem. If you have the wheat, it's no problem. But he said, look, and I'll give you like a book credit for 30 shlaim now because wheat went up, and I'll give you wine. Worth 30 shlaim, but he doesn't have the wine right now. So that would be ribis derabanan because even when he gets the wine might be worth even more money. So he gave an X, he's getting more later. So that
You gave
looks
30, you might be getting 40, 50.
right. So it looks like ribis, not ribis. Okay. Now we're on some of the we're
Why is it not
oh,
actually ribbons?
in other words, because ribis is I do X number of dollars and give me X number of those back. That's ribis on a deraisa level. Here I purchased wine and we locked in a price for it. So it's not really ribis because that's what I purchased. But Matthias says you didn't have the wine at that time when I got it, so it looks a little bit like ribis.
That's
Okay,
okay.
okay. So now let's take a look back in the Gemara. Now if you look around line 10, he says, now, umay lakach, lakach bal ba'ato. These lines Rashi wants to say maybe don't belong to the Gemara. Rashi thinks like a copyist may have put it in incorrectly. But here, in other words, he said, like in the Mishnah, it says that lakach himenu chitim. So this addition wants to say the case in the Mishnah is just like the case in the Braisa. The case in the Braisa is not that he purchased, but that he owed him money. So he wants to make the case in the Mishnah just like the case in the Braisa. So Amar Rava. So Rava says, Shvami Namid Raboshia. So Raboshia's Braisa is the one we did before he came in Eliyahu, but it's basically the pshat we just said. So Shvami Namid Raboshia taught. From Raboshia's Braisa, we can learn three dinim. Shvami Na Damid and Malda Al Gabi Pero. That you could accept, have, you could, you're permitted to have a loan with payroll. So in other words, I could, purchase payroll from you, and then if the if and then if the or I could even like loan you payroll. I could loan you payroll, and the price of the payroll goes up. That's fine, he says. We don't say it's not like where the money isn't there. In other words, like we've already learned, like in the earlier Braisa, that if there's no money being paid, I'm going to run in problem of ribis, whether you have it or you don't have it. So the earlier case in the Braisa was that. Let's say he owes him money, and he says he says I'll give you the pay I'll give you some work I'll do you owe me the payroll, and the price of the payroll goes up, so then that's not a problem of ribis. That's not a problem of ribis. So even if he it's coming out he says what says then it's one second. One second. Apologize. Right. He says you can convert a loan of money into a debt of specified amount of produce. Right. So I loan you money, I can convert it into produce. That's the idea. So you owe me $100. So I can
I
convert
can
that.
give it back to
I
you.
could say give me $100 worth of wheat. That's fine, and I don't and we don't I don't say it's and then the wheat could go up. You owe me the
You don't
hundred.
see that's sweet meat.
I don't say it's like I didn't give the money. I don't want a problem with that. Why do you have the wheat? He says loaning to boil the dough, which fine with the DH though. In other words, I could say I'm converting this loan now into wheat, and you say fine, and then I'll give you the wheat over the course of the year. Fine. And then the price of the wheat goes up. That's also fine, provided you had the wheat. As long as you had the wheat, we're in good shape. He says, "Ushmoina eats the Rabbiana." In addition to which, we can extrapolate. He holds from Rabbiana's halacha that I'm Rabbiana, Mali Hain, Mali Dmein. Rabbiana says, "Oh, this is where I think you're buying projects." One second, I'm confusing with this. One second. So this is where I again. So I give you money, let's say for a pound of wheat, whatever, and maybe the price of wheat even goes up.
Are you locked in the
You're
price?
right. You locked in the price. You can give me the wheat. Rabbi Ali says it's no difference if you give me the wheat or you give me the value of the wheat. In other words, I worked out a deal. I bought, a bag of wheat from you for $100. And he said, fine, I'll give you over the course of the year. And now the price of the wheat went up. So you can give me that bag of wheat, that's fine. You
Sell
can
it.
even give me the money, he said, Rabbi Yonai says. Because he says, Rabbi Yonai says, Rabbi says, Mali hey, Mali fein. In other words, wheat, money, it's all the same. The Itmar, Rav Amar, Osin Amanav Peiro, Vein Osin Amanav Damim. Rav says, I can have something like a forward contract payroll where I buy the wheat and I lock in the price, then you can supply me the wheat. But I can't do that with Damim. I can't, according to Rav, I can't permit you to convert the debt into money, because then I give you money, I get back more money, what that looks like ribis. He says, even though I bought the wheat, but it looks like ribis. For Rabbi Yonai Amar, Mali Hain, Mali Demain. Rabbi Yonai says, what's the value? He had something that belonged to value, so I'll give you the money for it. Okay, so in this we're going to ask a question on Rav. Okay, Meifei. Kulam, Yesh Lo Mutar. So in the price that we did above, before you came into the level, we said that in each transaction, it was permissible. It was the guy owed him money, and he said, okay, I'll take the wheat instead of it. And then the guy says, well, I don't wheat. I'll give you wine in front of the bull. But the price, the town of the price says only if he has those goods, then it's permissible. So it sounds like if he doesn't have the goods, not permissible. But according to Rav Amar Osanamana pay Rav Osanamana B'dami, right? But he could convert it to another good. So I don't have the wheat, but I have the wine. I can convert it to wine. I don't have the wine. I have the oil. I can convert it to the oil according to the town of the Brisa. But according to Rav, he says Osanamana B'dami, Osanamana B'dami. I can't the value. I can't go to the value. Rav says I have to have the original goods. That's a question against Rav. So Amarav Huna Amarav B'Shemasha. So Rav Huna says the name of Rav that the Brisa is talking about where he did Mashiach on the goods. In other words, that the well, he's the buyer who's the original lender. He did Mashiach on the goods. One second, one second, one second. Creditor, right? I told you. And so he parted it outright. One second, one second. Right. So the Brisa would be a question against Rav. But Rav says the case is he did Mashiach on it. He said, so that was it. So he says, Rav Mar, what's the back in the bar? So obviously that's his Mashiach on it. So the bar says, no, what Rav meant is that the debtor designated a portion in his house just for the creditor or buyer. And he says, and your goods are over here. So then, under those circumstances, that's why he could do it. One second, give me one second. One second, one second, one second, one second, one second, one second. One second. Right. Right. So it means that each point means that the creditor, he does Mashiach on the wheat belongs to him. But or that's initially what the Gemara wants to say. And then later on he wants to convert the wheat to, let's say, oil.
Yeah,
And then,
the oil also.
each one he does it. But then the Gemara says, no, that not that he actually did Mashiach on it, but that there was a spot in the house where he says, I'm gonna put your goods. That's what it, not that he did a Kenyan Katzar or anything like that, but that's enough to make him it his and take it out from the din of Ribis. That's the idea. Give me one second from the din of Ribis. Okay, one second, one second, one second. Okay. Let me pause for a second. Did you want to say something, Ruth? Are you good? All right. Anybody want to say something? Okay, there's a little these words are difficult, but okay, but the idea is, so according to Rav, I can the idea so it is that if I work out a deal with you and I buy the object from you and then the object goes up in value, that's not a din in business. In other words, I agree
You
with you.
locked in a price,
Or
that's
locked at
it.
a price and you had goods and then it goes up in value, it's definitely not ribis. Then Rav had said that, but if the person converts the goods into money, then it would be prohibited on a Drabanan level. So if I give him 25 slime for the wheat and the wheat goes up for 30 slime, and then instead of giving me the wheat, gives me 30 slime, then I have a problem. So the Brisa, we said, not that I'm going to give you 30 slime versus wheat, I'm going to give you oil, let's say, worth for 30 slime. So that should be the same problem. In other words, I'm getting
It's
something
also
better.
rivers.
I'm getting, that's according to Rav, should be a problem. So the Gemara says, no. The case of the Brisa, according to Rav, is that there was a type of sort of a quotation mark Kenyan that the creditor purchaser did with the wheat and then later on with the oil, with everything. So once he acquires it, then that's his. It's his property. There's nothing to talk about anymore. And then it's out of the parsha. Okay, so now, Ushmuel Amar, this is back in the Gemara. Ushmuel Amar, Hamani Rabbi Hudahi, Amar Tzadok HaRivit Mutar. So Shmuel says that Brisa, not that it means, so Shmuel's explaining the Brisa according to Rav, not that there was a Kenyan that was done there, but he wants to say that if there's two possible scenarios, and in one scenario it's ribis, and the other scenario it's not ribis, then I'm okay. So he says, so Shmuel says, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda, he's that Brisa that permits transferring one good to the other, that's where we decided to brew the guitar. So he says here, let's just take a look. One second. So it means that if I work out this deal, that in other words, you owe me. I'm locking in buying the goods for 25 slime, the wheat for 25 slime, and then the value goes up. So, and then you would give me money, and then you would give me money. So, according to Rav, that would be a problem of ribbis. So, that's the case. That's the way Rav understood. That's the way Rav Shita is, and that's the way Rav explained the price as well. So the Gemara says, but the price might not go up. The price might stay the same. So one second. Let me just take one second. Give me one second. One second. Right. So he says here again in the Brisa, the guy owes him wheat, and then he goes over to the wheat, and he goes to wine, and then from wine he goes to oil. So he goes from one element to another element. So he says the Brisa could accept that that would be ribis. Nevertheless, the Brisa permits the substitution because ribis is considered a decision to make the substitution is not inherent in the terms of the original transaction. In other words, our deal is. I locked in the price. I locked in the price for wheat, and I don't even know. You owe me money, okay? You owe me money, and we agree that you're going to give me the wheat for the amount of money based on current price conditions, existing now for the wheat.
Even though it's not 30.
Right. So in other words, you owe me 25 slime, and you're going to give me wheat for 25 slime. That's our deal. And then the price of wheat goes up, and then I get into this whole sichso. But it's not when we made our deal, it's not certain that the price of wheat would go up. Maybe the price of wheat would stay the same. So in Achinami, this is a different Hesper. So Rav could hold. So Rav, so again, so one second, one second, one second, one second. Wait, give me one second, one second, one second, one second, one second, one second. Right, so Rav Lashitato would forbid you from substituting the oil for the wheat and one thing for another wheat. That's the way Rav Lashitato would prohibit that. Rav says that you can only do the original good. You can't transfer it over to money. You can't, transfer things equal to money. That's what Rav Shita is. But that brisa, the Gemara wants to say, is going like a different Tana. That price is going like Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda says if there's a scenario. And according to one scenario, it could end up being ribis. According to another scenario, it may not end up being ribis. Then it's not ribis on this draw bottom level. In other words, that's the way it's going. So, right. So it may never be in ribis. So the word says, Tani, we learn the price, 10 lines to the bottom. Let's say Reuven claimed 100 sous from Shimon, but Asalos and the debtor. So Reuven is the one who's claiming the mana, and he owes Shimon owes him the money. And Shimon has a field, and Shimon agrees, I'm gonna, give you my field. Bisman sham mocher ochel peiro mutar. So in other words, the field is like almost like a mashkon that he's giving him. And you hold on to this field. If I default on the debt, the field's yours. Otherwise, I'm gonna keep it. So he gives him the field. He says, so if the seller, which is the debtor, is busy consuming the payroll from the field, that's permissible. But lokeach ochel payroll asur. But if the purchaser, who's the creditor, if he's consuming the payroll, meaning he's consuming the payroll and you're going to have to pay the debt as well, then you have a problem, obviously. Rabbi Yehuda offers bunch of lokeach ochel payroll mutar. Rabbi Yehuda says that even if the lokeach means even if the creditor is consuming the payroll, it's permissible because means like this: if the debtor never pays a dime and defaults on the debt, then the fact that the creditor had to pay rote is not a problem in Ribbis. Let's say he's busy consuming, let's say it's grapes or whatever it is. He's busy consuming $1,000 worth of grapes each year. But if the
It was his. He never needed that.
if the debtor defaults on the debt, then right, the field becomes his retroactively, so it's not a problem. But if the debtor pays off the debt, then
You
it is
ate
a
all that
problem.
food. That was
Right,
good.
the problem. So that's Rebbe Yehuda holds that's sadaka b'ribis. In other words, there is a scenario, but it's not definite. It would be ribis. It
So the
could
guy who paid that.
it could end up being ribis. It might not be in ribis. That's sadaka b'ribis. So Amalei Rebbe Yehuda. So Rebbe Yehuda said to the Tanakhama, Chachamim, Maaseh Vayitzvin Zunin Shasas Deumecher Al Pi Reb Elazar ben Azaria. There was an incident where Vayitzvin Zunin, he was debtor, and he sold his field to the creditor based on the ruling of Reb Elazar ben Azaria, and the purchaser, who was the creditor, was using the pay rote, and it was permissible. So that's a proof that what I'm saying is
That
correct.
he sold his
Okay,
field.
well, let us wait 2 minutes. So Amru lo, the Chachamim used to back them. Yisham Raya, Mochel Rochel Peirot. I have a little kid. No, that wasn't the case. Was the debtor was still eating the payroll, not the creditor. All right, what do you want to say before?
He sold he, this man sold his field.
In other words, he owed $100,000 to a creditor, and he had a field, and he transferred the field to the creditor as to hold in case
As a
he default.
collateral.
Just the way we said before. And so, and he says that it, so he Rabbi Yehuda said the case was that the creditor buyer was eating the fruits and consuming it, and the Chachamim signed off on it. Reb Elazar ben Azaria signed off on it, and the Chachamim said no, that wasn't the case. There was a field that was transferred, but it wasn't that the creditor buyer was eating the fruit. It was the debtor was eating the fruit. Okay, now the Gemara says, "My Benai, what's the point of dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim?" Amar Abayi tzadikah b'ribet ikebinayim. So Abayi says the point of dispute is the tzadikah b'ribet. If it's ribet according to one scenario and not according to another scenario, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a problem with ribet. Rava holds that ribet means tzadikah. I think Rava holds that everybody holds would be ribet. Rava Amar ribet amanan lahachsir ikebinayim. That the point of dispute is ribet amanan lahachsir. It means that now this sounds a little bit strange. But it means that the creditor, let's say the debtor pays up his debt. And then at that point in time, once he, in other words, let's say the loan was $100,000. So Reuven lends $100,000 to Shimon. Shimon gives his field to Reuven. And Reuven has been busy, getting $5,000 a year from the field. And let's say 5 years pass. So now if Shimon now at the end of the 5 year term, whatever, he pays him back $100,000, and then Reuven the creditor then re refunds to him the 25,000. Instead of giving him a set off, he refunds the money. So is that considered to be ribis or not? That's the way this one side wants to say. Not that tzadik chayv ribis is permissible, but that if I refund, in other words, you say, well, why don't I just give him a set off? But this is the case that the Gemara is taking. I think the way the Baalei Tosfot learned, that's the way the art school had it. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's ribbit, I give it back. I'm fine. That's the case. Rabbi Yehuda says it's fine. That case, but Chachamim, no, that's not fine. Okay, now, okay, all right. Let me just breathe for 1 second. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Everybody good? All
Is the
right.
last thing a buy and rubber? Was the last thing that we said buy and rubber?
Where's the buy Rava?
It said, I'm gonna buy it, sad echad, ribis,
Right. That,
ikabinahu.
right. That's my machloket, right. How do I understand my machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, which we just went through,
Ah,
okay?
got it.
Okay, one said it's tzadik HaBeRibis, says no, not tzadik HaBeRibis, but l'chatzir. Okay. So now, on the bottom line, okay, Samakim Amarav, 63a, the bottom line. So Amar Rava, Hashda Amar Rav Yana, turn page, Mali Hain, Mali Demehen, Imrinan, he says, Mali Dvein and Mali Hain, Nami and Rinan. So if you remember, this was with Rabbi Yanai. So Rabbi Yanai said that was where he was he had loaned money, and then he converts the loan into goods, and then even though the goods go up, it Rabbi Yanai said it doesn't make a difference if he gives them the goods that are now more valuable. Or he says now the more valuable goods are worth X number of dollars. He gives them the dollar. So that's the way Rabbi Yonah said. So So Rihanna said, Mali Hin Mali Dimayan, Imrinan, Mali Dimayan, Mali Hin Nami Imrinan. So he says, if I could say what's between the goods or the money, there's no difference. There's no difference between the money and the good. Meaning, I could, if I lend you money and then, so see, let's say in one case, let's say from the get go, I purchase wheat, and then the wheat goes up in value according to Rabbi Yannai, and then the wheat is worth, like, say, 30 slime. So I'll say, I'll give you 30 slime back instead of the wheat. So according to Rabbi Yannai, that's okay. According to Rabbi Yannai. So he says, once I said that that's okay, then what's the difference whether, let's say, not that I purchase the wheat, but I give you, I think, the money, and then after a while, you take the money and then you buy the wheat with it or something like that, and then it goes up. I think that's what he was saying. 1 minute, let me just take a look. He says, 1 minute. 1 second. He says, we should also say in regard to arrangement of forward contract between the seller possessing the value of the money itself. So he says here, what difference is what is there whether the seller possesses goods, whether the seller possesses goods which given the money, whether it's just the money, whether it's about the goods. Oh, so he says like this. So let's say I give you the money, and now we say we're converting this to the some I'm buying the wheat from you, and now you're going to have the wheat, and the value of the wheat goes up. What's the reason I say that? But let's say you don't have the wheat, and I say I'm converting it to wheat, but you could go out and buy the wheat and buy out the wheat. That's the way he seems to be saying. So let's say Mali Hain and Mali Dibain, Imrin Mali Dibain and Mali Hain Nami Minan, who post in Al Shar Shabashok Ba'afal Pi She'emo. So he says, I can work out, they call it like a forward contract. In other words, I can give you, let's say, the 25 slime now. Say, my deal with you is these 25 slime are for, the wheat, but you don't have the wheat, but I can still do that deal. And then that's the Lekor, what he's saying. Okay, now Efe Rav Papa, let me just get a few more lines with this. This is Efe Rav Papa Rav Huna Breda Shu'ul Rava Kulam Im Yesh Lo Mutar Imein Lo Asur. So he said, look, the brayso that we did before, where he owed him the money, we said it only worked if the debtor had the goods in stock. If the debtor had the goods, it works. If he doesn't have it, not. And yet you're saying what the has got the goods. I just like locking a price and like on the market, it's worth a certain amount. So Amar Lahu. So Rava said, Hatam halva'a hatazvine. So in the case of the Braisa, that was a loan. In other words, Reuven lent money to Shimon. Shimon owed him money. And so then we're converting the loan to goods. So he's got to have the goods. In other words, the debtor has to have the goods in stock. He says, but I'm talking about a sale. So I'm giving you the money, and I'm saying, I want to purchase the wheat. So what difference whether you actually have the wheat right now, or you could buy the wheat? But I my deal with you is the wheat, and that's the understanding that we're locking. You owe me the price of the wheat going forward, and I'm locked into that. So Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Zemri Tavayu, my time on Rabbanim Poskin al Sharsh B'Shuk Apple Pishei Mo. So by Rabbi, we'll say, why is it that the Chachamim say that Poskin al Sharsh B'Shuk the Apple Pishei Mo? I can convert. Like this contract into goods, even though you don't have the goods right now. In other words, so I'm buying the goods. Yeah, he keeps saying a forward contract, even though you don't possess the goods. So he says,
Four projects.
right, it was right. I'm setting the price. I'm giving the payment, even though it may increase in value. So delivering the goods of a higher value represents interest on money advance. Why, yes, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, does exist of a stable market price for making the contract? So why am I allowed to do, if there's a stable market price that's available in the market, why am I allowed to do that? In other words, my deal is with you, I'm giving you this money, it's to buy, one bag of wheat, and it's on the current market prices, it's worth of, one bag of wheat, and that's what you owe me. And then if the price goes up, then you owe me more. So why the comes that's permissible? So he says even though he doesn't have the goods there, the Amarle, because he the buyer could say to the seller, in other words, you're not giving me you're not giving me like interest. In other words, take your wonderful chesed and throw it on the thorns. Maya Hadali, how did you help me? If I had the money in my hands, I could have purchased the wheat maybe even cheaper in these two places, Hini and Bishili. So the fact that you're going to give me back more, in other words, I could have done the same thing myself. In other words, my deal with you is I'm buying this wheat. You don't have the wheat, but I expect you to buy the wheat. But even if you don't buy the wheat, you still owe me the money based on the value of the wheat. I'm like, and so how, why is that not interest? He's saying, because I could have just gone and bought the wheat myself, and I gave you the money to buy the wheat. So I'm only a buyer the Rav Yosi. The buyer says to Rav Yosi, Elamiata, Utalavot Sabasa, so he says, so if that's the case, now Sabasa is the case you're not allowed to do. Sabasa, I lend you like a bag of wheat and you're gonna pay me back a bag of wheat. So the price of the wheat may go up. So that could be an Issur d'Rabbanan. So he says, so unless you have, other wheat in the house, or you have money in the market, but
it's called Sabasa.
that's what Saba saw. So he says, so Amalei by the Rabbi Yosef Lamiatim, so by that same rationale, I should be able to loan out a bag of wheat, for getting a bag of wheat. Yishum Demasi Amalei, because he, the lender could say to the borrower, Shilutu Israel. In other words, take your chesed, you give me back something that's worth more, and throw it on the thorns, the Amar Lay, and he would say to him, Kita de Tarfi Ba'at Kaboy. In other words, what would I be doing with the wheat? Would I let the wheat, when Tarfi means, what does he say? One second. In other words, like, what do you think I would do with the wheat? The wheat, would it be in my storehouse and they'd be like, growing, things, that they'd be growing plants in it? In other words, I would have the wheat. In other words, I gave you the wheat, but if I had the wheat, it would also be worth more money. So Amar Lei, Hatamalva Hatazvina. He says, you're talking about a situation where the underlying transaction is a loan. So if I'm loaning you something, I say, I'm loaning you this wheat, you pay me back the bag of wheat, that's much more sensitive. We have to be much more attuned to the possibilities of ribbit. But where I say I'm buying the wheat from you, and then the wheat goes up, so then that sounds like a merchantable thing. So Amarle Adabar Abba the Rava. So Adabar Abba said to Rava, but you're saying, like, again with the merchandise, like I give you money, I say for the bag of wheat at 25 shekel a bag, and then the price goes up. I expect, or then it goes up. I expect, to get the wheat back at an increased value. But and you say, well, why? What did you do for me? Because I could have bought the wheat myself. But if you bought the wheat yourself, you'd have to pay a broker to help you get that wheat. And this guy has got it. So you are getting a benefit when he gives you the bigger bag of wheat layer. So Amarle, you can Nami. So the Gemara says, it means that we're talking about that the lender buyer would give him like a broker's fee as well. That wouldn't be ribis. Ravashi So Ravashi says, he doesn't need a broker. Person's money is the broker. In other words, if I walk into the marketplace and I have money, so all these people that have the goods, they come to me and they'll say, here's, in other words, I don't need to get a broker to buy the wheat. In other words, the people would come over to me if they know, oh, he's got money, that like money talks. That's the whole thing. Okay, all right, let me just pause. Now we can breathe a little bit. This is a very difficult subject. All right, now the basic ideas that we got were what? Yeah. Yeah, right. So the basic ideas are that where there's two things, is one where you have a loan and one where you have a like a commercial transaction. So let me just speak for a second, then I'll pause. So if I just do the commercial transaction, I say I'm buying this bag of wheat for you, and I set the price for the bag of wheat, and then the bag of wheat becomes, and then until you give me the wheat, the price goes up.
Sabasa.
Well, the only thing is sabasa is a loan. I'm talking about where you're buying it. You're buying it. So I'm not sabasa is when I loan you the sab wheat. Here I'm buying sab wheat from you, and you're the seller, I'm the buyer. So if I'm buying the sab wheat from you, and then the price goes up, so then that's not a problem of interest, not a problem of interest.
Whether you have it or you don't have it.
So We said that, right, if it's available in the market, you can get it freely in the market right now, and even if you don't have it's not going to be a problem of ribis, because if I would want, I could go to the market and get it. And then we said, yeah, but if you went to the market, wouldn't you have to pay a broker's fee? So the Gemara said, well, either it means that he'll pay the broker's fee to the seller, or if he walked into the market, he's got money, he wouldn't even get a broker. Everybody would come over to him, and we have the wheat to sell to you. Okay. That's that piece. Then we had a lot of sugyas where he, let's say the person, he's got the wheat, and he, instead of giving him the wheat, he wants to take the wheat and get, oil with it or something like that. So the Braisa said you could do all those things. The Braisa, so Rav said that you can't. Rav said that you can only do the item that you bought. You can't transfer it to other items. But then the Braisa said you could transfer it, say, instead of giving the wheat, I'll give you oil, and then the oil could go up, and then I can do oil, I can do one item, another item. So the Gemara said, so then we explained that Braisa in different ways. It could be that we would say that Rav would say that Braisa is one way. He's talking about where the seller had a piece in his house that he designated for the buyer. So the fact that he puts the wheat in that area, it's like as if it's the buyer's wheat already. Not that there was a kinyan on it, but it's as if it's wheat already. Or that's one pshat we gave. Or another pshat we gave is that the Tana of the Braisa holds like Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda holds that Sadaka beribit is Makar. In other words, that holds that if there's one root where it'll be ribbit, one root not ribbit, according to the Tana of Rabbi Huda, is permissible. So in this instance, if the price of the, wheat goes up, and then I transfer it to the, to the oil, then that would be ribis. But if it never goes up, then there's no problem with ribis. So according to the Tana Rav Yehuda, that would be another way to understand it. And then we said that it might be the Rav Yehuda didn't actually hold that. It might be Rav Yehuda who has machloket with the Chachamim. His machloket is whether I have ribbon on mahasi. That's the whole thing that Rav Yehuda holds. He holds that if I, return it to you, is that considered to be ribbis or not? Okay, let's take some questions. Questions, 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 go.
So, the ribbis, I think it's clearly forbidden. There's someone has something of value, lends it to someone else, and then with the agreement at that time that they're going to get that thing back along with something extra. Okay, so that's ribbis.
On to rice level. That's called ribbit kitzusa. Ribbit kitzusa.
So,
We step. Go ahead.
in this case, what they're speaking about is okay, so I have this piece of value. And or I have this money, I'm going to give it to you. You're going to have some wheat, okay?
I'll purchase wheat
Right,
from you.
so the guy
I'm
holds,
locking in a
so
price for
right,
wheat.
so but there's no agreement at that time the person's going to get anything extra back, right?
Right, and
That,
you
right,
right, and you right, you
so what
get.
happens is after when it's time to give back the wheat, he gives him back the wheat,
But the wheat is
but
worth more now.
yeah, but he doesn't, but the person just gives it back the wheat in order to realize the extra amount. That the person who receives the wheat has to go and sell it, so the other party isn't giving him
Yeah,
anything extra.
but in other words,
So
he gives him 25 slime. He gets back something worth 50,
but
30 slime.
that's not coming from
Okay, but that's the idea. That's right.
so it's
That's
not coming from the
okay. So
debtor.
again,
So
so doing the way we just said it is okay. In other words, if I do it that way, that's okay.
so basically, what there are seems what they don't like the appearance that something's getting. Something back that's more, that's extra, that's worth more than what
Yeah,
they
but
gave.
the problem
Is
was
that
when you
exactly right?
well again with the wheat that's not a problem yet of ribis yet. But then let's say instead of giving the ribis, he says I'm going to take the wheat and I'll buy wine with it, and he doesn't have any wine right now. So then you're going to run into a problem with the ribis. Then you're going to run into a problem with ribis, because then he's got to go get the wine, and maybe the wine is worth more in money, it's like that.
It's the same relation. Anyway, okay. All right. I just.
Okay. All right,
I have
you're
a
good.
question. I have
Go
a
ahead.
question.
Speak
So
loudly. Go ahead.
this has to do with karka. Somebody from Europe bought with a chavrusa a plot in a Jewish cemetery at a fixed price. Now, the cemetery itself, which is Jewishly owned, is now raising the price of karka. For that plot is now worth that much more. Who's responsible to pay for that? And is that ribis?
Wait, I don't know. Was the plot paid for or not paid for?
Yes, it was the yes, the
Oh, so
carca was
the
paid for.
person, so what's the question? They own the plot.
He yes, but the cemetery is claiming that they now own it, and if they don't have a piece of paper
No,
to
no,
prove.
no. Either the purchaser owns it or doesn't own it. If he owns it, then the cemetery's out of the picture. If the cemetery
Well,
is
so
claiming more money, it sounds like the person didn't own it. I would need to talk to you a little bit more, but this is like a specific
in the
situation.
absence of paperwork, sometimes that's
or a
exactly
sublet.
no. It
What?
sounds a
Have you
little
seen?
more complicated than the way you're describing it. Okay, but I got to move on. Okay, let's take a look back at tomorrow. Okay, we got to run. Now, we're around 20 lines down in some of the moment base. Okay, two dots. So, Rabbi Rav Yosef Zamri Tarvayu, Haiman Diyav Zuzei Atara Charifa. So, a person is paying money for the early crop. Like, there's a farmer, he's got early crop, he wants to lock in the price. Sarach Lid Chazuye Lebe Dare. He, the purchaser, has to show up at the threshing floor. So the Gemara says, Lamai, for what purpose is he going to show up at the threshing floor? Ela Mikna, if it's to acquire the crops, Halokan, he's not doing a kinyan. Ela Kibbutz Lemishapara, if it's to invoke the Mishapara, in other words, that the seller, if he welches out of the deal, will be subject to this curse. He says, Kilomet Chazinami Mikabel Mishapara. If he's pulling out his deal, Mishapara is like, if you don't keep your word, then there's a punishment. So the Gemara says, Leolam Kibbutz Lemishapara. The Gemara says, no. He should appear over there so that the seller, if he pulls out of the deal, will be subject to Mishapara. Umandi Yav Zuze Atara Charifa Lebe Tre Tlata Yav. So the Gemara says when people would buy like these early contracts, they would make deposits with several sellers. In other words, let's say there's early crop, and I'm gonna put like a deposit with seller A, seller B, and seller C. I give each one like $1,000. And then presumably, with one of them, I'm going to like finalize the deal with. He says, "Lebe tre tlati." So if he then shows up at the threshing floor of A or B or C, sam chadaite, the seller has smichas das. This buyer is going to go through with the deal. Maybe the deal will be like a 50,000 deal, a dollar deal, but he's going to go through with it. The elo, if he doesn't show up, amar le, he could say to him, "Amina dashkacha peirid shapiri mididi." I thought you found like a different seller, Bishakla, and you went with that way. So when he shows up, he like convinces the seller or he presses upon the seller that he's serious with this. I'm going to go forward with you. And indeed, under those circumstances, the seller gets a Mishapara. Amar Ravashi, Hashda Amri Mishum Mismach Daita. Now you said because the whole idea is to have Smichas Das, Afilo Ashkev Shuka, even if you encountered the seller in the marketplace, not on the threshing floor, but Amar Lay, and I say to him, I want you to know I'm serious. I'm going forward with you. Samchadaita, yes, he would be subject to a Mishapara. Okay, let's see the next piece. Now, all right, Amar Rav Nachman, Klal de Rabita, kol agar natra le'asur. This is an important klal. So Rav Nachman says the overarching principle with respect to interest is if you get more for giving the money for a period of time, that's prohibited. In other words, called the agar naturally. In other words, I'm giving you the money like for a period of time, and I expect to be paid for that. It's prohibited. But Amar Rav Nachman, Haiman Diyav Zuzei Lakira. If a person gives money for wax, like cakes of wax, Bekaazli Arba Arba. So the marketplace right now is four cakes of wax for zuz. But Amar Lei, and he, the seller, says Yehivna Chamesh Chamesh. I'll give it to you. For five, I'll give it to you cheaper, but you give me time to give it to you. So in other words, I won't give it to you right now. I'll give it to you a month from now, and then I'll give it to you cheaper. I'll give it to you cheaper. So he's giving a zuz, and normally a zuz would get four cakes of wax, but he's getting five cakes of wax because he's willing to wait with the money in essence for a month or whatever. So the Gemara says, "Itnau gabe shari." If the seller has it in his possession at that time, that's permissible. Lenau gabe asur. If he doesn't have it, that's prohibited. He doesn't have it. I'm giving the money, and then in return for letting him keep the money for a month, I get more back. That's prohibited. So the Gemara says, "Pita, that's obvious." So the Gemara says, "Lo tzricha didlei ishrei b'mata." So the Gemara says, "No, in Akinam, he doesn't have the wax now, but he has like orders orders that are pending in the city. In other words, he's like a middleman, the wax seller.
What?
He's got like pending orders by the supplier in the city. So I might, in other words, he's got the orders in the order. So he puts the order in and he says it's gonna come. It's on an order from my company in China, whatever. So he's got the order in the city. They're gonna give him the wax. So he says it's ke achivobini emsam maftechani. So the mission later on, and he says, let's say you give me money, and I say I'll get you the goods, but I can't get you the goods right now. I'm gonna give it when my son comes home or when I find the key to the warehouse, I'll give it to you. So that's permissible because I have it. I just don't have access to it right now. So I might have thought if I have the order with the supplier, it's the same thing. I have it, but I just don't have access to it now. Kamashmalan came to Machasri Gubaina Kamadalinodami. No, it's not the same. I don't have it in my dominion and control. So it's I don't have it. So that would be a problem of ribis. That would be a problem of ribis. So in other words, again, so the person gives me his zuz now on, let's say, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. He gives me a zuz, and normally I'd give him 4 cakes of wax, but I say, you know, I'll tell you what, if you wait till Sivan, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, I'll give you 5 cakes of wax. So the Gemara says, if he doesn't have the cakes of wax now, then it's a problem of ribis. That's agar natar. So the Gemara says, that's obvious. The Gemara says, no, no, the case is that I, the seller, I have an order pending in the city with people who have the warehouse with the wax, and I'm just waiting for them to fulfill the order.
It's very much.
Yeah. So maybe I'd say that's like the person who says, you know, I have the goods, but I can't find the key to the warehouse right now. So it's not the same because here he doesn't have it. Okay, now, okay, 5 lines to the bottom. Then we got to wrap it up. Okay, but we're on Samakdim base. But Amar Rav Nachman, the Ozif Pshitei Mechavrei. If a person borrows money from his friend, he's Va'ashch Beit Tufayna. So he agrees, you're gonna give me 100 zuz, and then he counts up. He's the borrower, counts up the money more than 100 zuz. If it's something that a reasonable person could make a mistake on, he, the borrower, has to return the excess to the lender. You got to go? I thought you were going to stay for Limar, but 9 o'clock.
So we go to the bathroom, then I'm going to go to Mar.
Oh, we're going to break in 2 minutes.
Oh, break in 2 minutes?
Yeah, okay, when we get to the end of the talk, we'll be great. Okay. So then we're on 2 lines. So it says, B'ilav, Matana Ba'alma Hudiyah. So the Gemara says, otherwise, it's a gift. So Heikidav, what is, how do you know that it's a reasonable mistake that people make? Amar Bacha, Breda of Yosef, B'Isriyata, if the mistake is with tens and fives, like Bizvan Chazal, they would like count, they would have either some groups of tens. They'd have, you know, 10 coins, one pile, another 10 coins, another pile, another 10 coins, another. So if the mistake is, let's say he's supposed to give me 100 coins and I got 110 coins, that was a mistake in counting the piles. That's so it's a reasonable mistake. I gotta give him back the 10 coins. But if I get, let's say, 103 coins, that means like he's just throwing it in. Yeah, right. He's just giving me as a gift. Okay, I got a dash. Nice having you recording.